The Catholicos of the Armenian Apostolic Church, Aram I, arrived in Rome today for a five-day visit that will also include a meeting with Pope Benedict. In the year 301, Armenia became the first nation in the world to officially embrace Christianity as the state religion. The rector of the Pontifical Armenian College in Rome and procreator of the Armenian Catholic Church to the Holy See, Monsignor Joseph Kilikian, spoke with Susie Hodges about the significance of the patriarch's visit.
This visit is very important because a few months ago, the Catholicos of the all Armenians came to visit Pope Benedict, and now is the turn of the Cilician See to come and see the Holy Father, because there are two Catholicos in Armenian Apostolic Rite. One is for Armenia, and one is for the Armenian outside of Armenia.
Resident abroad.
Resident, yes.
How would you define relations between the Catholic Church and the Catholicosate of Cilicia? Because there have been meetings before, haven't there, between the Pope and the Catholicos?
There have been many meetings, and they have signed agreement together. And now we think it's the same fate for Armenians and the Catholic Church. It is only the difference of the leader of the church. For them, it's the patriarch, the Catholicos, and not the Pope.
Turning to the figure of His Holiness Aram I, he's a very dedicated promoter of ecumenism, isn't he? That was, in fact, the word that was used by the late Pope John Paul to describe him. Tell us something about his work in the field of ecumenism.
Yes, he was a person who is respected by all the churches. He was president of the World Council of Churches, and he was a very important person, and he has a charisma, I think, for ecumenism.
The Catholicos will meet Pope Benedict tomorrow.